My advice to Paul O'Neill is to build a personal bomb shelter. When the Bush political advisors are done with him, they hope to leave his credibility and reputation in tatters. O'Neill is the first member of President Bush's inner sanctum to charge that it wasn't 9/11 or weapons of mass destruction or an imminent threat to the United States that put the administration on the road to war in Iraq. To the contrary, O'Neill claims the effort to overthrow Saddam Hussein was actively discussed from the very first days of the administration. The Bush team has immediately retaliated against O'Neill, claiming, one, it had merely discussed the desirability of an Iraq with no Saddam Hussein, and two, accusing O'Neill of using secret documents in his new book on this subject. It's too early to know if the assertion by O'Neill, a former member of the National Security Council, will stand up or gain political traction in an election year. But if it begins to do so, look for the White House to launch a shock and awe effort to destroy O'Neill as completely as it did Iraq's Republican Guard. The Bush team simply cannot afford to let the American people believe O'Neill's charges because those charges are so explosive. Bush's first Secretary of Treasury is suggesting that the administration always intended to go to war with Iraq and conjured up a connection to Al-Qaeda and claims of weapons of mass destruction to win public support for an invasion. When President Bush took office, he could have put a number of dangerous problems on the top of the agenda of his first National Security Council meeting. Suspicions of North Korea's nuclear ambitions, mayhem in the Middle East, missing weapons-grade plutonium in Russia. But if O'Neill is right, these were secondary issues, if they were considered at all. With the administration only hours old, the National Security Council was, according to O'Neill, speaking openly about overthrowing Saddam and remaking Iraq. In the second meeting of the council, O'Neill recalls Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld stating that removing Saddam Hussein would help demonstrate what U.S. foreign policy is all about and help transform the Middle East. This reasoning is almost word for word out of the controversial writings by such current Bush advisors as Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Perle, who had written throughout the 90s that a war in Iraq was necessary to give the U.S. an imperial base of influence in the Middle East. In his new book, O'Neill writes the following: "From the start, we were looking at how we could take Saddam out and change Iraq into a new country. The president, in O'Neill's words, was saying, 'Fine, go find me a way to do this.'" Whether O'Neill is right or not, a way to do it was found. And in an election year, we haven't heard the last of this. This is Les O'Coin.